Welcome everyone to our first module with Kristen Bielicki of The Keys to Awakening Masterfully. This is going to be an incredible journey with you all. And just to get started before we pass over the reins, just going to tell you a little bit about the student portal. Your student portal, which will be included in a replay, will have the links under each module of the replays, the chat, audio for each of you who are catching up, or you just want to absorb all this beautiful, beautiful goodness again. So just the student portal, and then the Zoom link will be the same every single week. But enough of that. I'm going to pass it over to you, Kristen, and just thank you for joining the Global School for Quantum Evolution. Just before I do that, my name is Kathleen Laura Bauer, and I am the Multi-Galactic Course Manager for this course. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your presence and what we get to create here today together. Such a wonderful, beautiful opportunity to be here in this space with you. So we're going to be exploring through this 5 weeks together, the keys to awakening masterfully. And so today, we are going to explore discovering your spiritual awakening and what that means for you in this lifetime and why it's called the great work, navigating the common challenges to the awakening so that we can have clarity in our mind and heart, and seeing what it's like to turn inward to allow our truth for ourselves, as well as embracing the shadow and the light as one and having more presence and love. So that we can have more ability to be on our awakening path. So, how I will always start is having a short grounding, centering meditation to support us all in coming into coherence, as well as being able to connect in a deeper level with ourselves to really be able to receive the information on all levels of our being. So, what we'll do is we'll do the grounding, centering, coherence meditation. I'm going to go in and share a lot of information with you over the what I just shared. We're going to go over, and then towards the end, we'll have time for questions. Though I do welcome at any point in time that you want to write in chat what's resonating with you, maybe something that you're like, yeah, I get that, or if I ask a question for you, please feel free to have that experience of sharing yourself in chat so that we can have the interaction ongoing and seeing what you resonate with and what's present for you. So let's start with our coherence meditation. So inviting you, if you're in a safe place to close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And as you take a deep breath in, inviting yourself here to this moment. Welcoming yourself here to your body, to your breath, to your presence. And on your exhales, noticing anywhere that you may be holding tension in your mind or your heart or your body, and inviting it to gently move out with your exhale. And inhaling in, calling yourself here from wherever you've been. And exhaling out, again, any tension in the body, the mind, the heart, the emotions. Allowing yourself to settle into your seat and your space. And inviting your mind to quiet. And as you're inviting your mind to quiet, taking some breaths into your heart, into the center of your body. We're going to welcome a golden white light to flow around your body, above you, below you, in front of you, behind you, and all around you. So that you may start to expand into your space, into your presence. And if you wish to, just asking for any cords that you may have with anybody, any place, anything to release gently from your physical body, your energy body, to send everyone else's energy or place's energy back to where it needs to be in its highest good. And welcoming your energy back to your home, to yourself, and your body, and your space. Inviting your higher self that's within you and all around you in your energy body. The higher self that is already awakened, already present, with the full knowing of all that you are. Who you are, how to be in your awakening, the qualities that you have, the abilities, the skills, the natural flow of life that you are as your soul in the body, and your body as your soul. To be present here with your higher mind, your heart. With a deep opening to receive today what's resonant for you, to receive today the support, the guidance, the information, the transformation, to allow you to open the pathway for you to being the master that you are. And for all the keys for your awakening to unlock within you. All that is meant for you here in this life. As we navigate and open the field for the whole 5 weeks together of what awakening is for you. Opening and deepening your intuition, connecting to your trust, embodying your soul, embodying and being the true, beautiful being that you are here in this body at this time, in this life on earth. Taking a deep breath through the heart. I'm going to ask for this golden white light to flow from above your head, from source down through the center channel of your body, down through the center of your head, the center of your upper torso, the center of your mid torso, your lower torso, down through your root, down through the floor, into the earth, and into the pure crystalline center of Mother Earth. We ask that all of these lines of our groundedness through the planet and the crystalline grid that we're creating through our awareness, through our presence here, for all that are present and all that are on the replay, to be held in this space with love, compassion, vitality, and any other qualities that you would like to bring in personally for you throughout today and the 5 weeks to create this beautiful crystalline grid of energy that will carry us through the whole experience together. As you breathe through your heart, allow your heart to open to exactly what you're here to receive and for it to land exactly where it needs to land for you within your mind, within your heart, within your body, within your energy body. to be fluid in your path of awakening. Beautiful. And taking a deep breath in. And from that centered space from within, if you wish to, opening your eyes and being present here in the space with all of us to begin. Beautiful. I just looked at the clock and it's 11:11 here, my time. Beautiful balance and space to open my eyes to after this beautiful meditation to share with you and to begin the information. So if you wish to, as we go, you can write your name and where you're coming in from. Oh, hi, Evie from Dublin, Ireland. Perfect timing. Hi, Whitney. So glad you're here with us too. Yeah, wonderful. So again, as I am sharing the information, please feel free to write in chat anything that's relevant for you. Hi, Deb in Canada. Beautiful. So today we are going to discover in this moment really what spiritual awakening truly means for all of us individually and those of us as a whole in this space of the great work that we're here doing in our lives. And so, yeah, thank you everyone for being here and putting that in chat. So really, if you had listened to the webinar, I did share there, and I just want to share a little bit more again on this around the mystic traditions and how, awakening in the past was, a sought out path or a path that you were born into, or, you were brought into mystery schools. Maybe you were born into a family and that's just how you were raised. You knew and were taught all these levels and layers of consciousness and, maybe astrology and the patterns and cycles of nature and the patterns and cycles of the human body and how it's all one relationship. And now we're in this experience, right? Where we're like just woo, thrown into, what it seems like, not really, because I'm going to get into that later too. It seems like we're thrown into, this awakening that's happening on the planet right now. And for those of you, some of you may have be on your awakening path for quite a while, right? Maybe decades, like myself, and or maybe it's newer to you. And so all of this information, no matter where you're on the path, is going to be helpful. And so really the awakening is exploring the mysteries of life, right? So a lot of times people have this idea of awakening as like, oh, I'm just going to become, this greater being. I'm going to have all my skills and abilities online, and then I'm going to do this work in the world. I have a mission or a purpose or whatever it is, right? And while those things are part of that, that's kind of like a very, I from what I perceive from doing, being on my awakening path and embodiment path and supporting others in their awakening path, it's kind of a modern watered down version of what awakening is, right? So awakening is really exploring yourself, the mysteries of life, the mysteries of our reality, and really coming into a deeper awareness of life itself and what life really means in a body or out of our body, whether it's our galactic relationships or the cycles of nature, the amazing ways that our bodies function and really are the temple of our soul and has everything we need, all the, what we might call intelligence and technology to embody these, different frequencies and skills and abilities to be a highly attuned being, really, and have such an incredible capacity to live life in a really conscious creatorship experience, right? And so awakening really is a devoted path to life, a devoted path to unwinding ourself from what we've experienced from maybe lifetimes or, the experiences we've had in this life, to get into the essence of the things that we've experienced, of the information that we've chosen to have and experience in this body, in this life, and then thread that in with this greater intelligence of ourself that knows exactly why we had those experiences and exactly why we're having the experiences now to grow us, to evolve us, to move us into a new state of being, a new way of being. And as we know, the awakening path isn't always the easiest because, you know, we do, and we're going to be talking about that, you know, later on when we get into the shadow and light as one work, is that, you know, sometimes we have to go into some places that don't feel good, right? Into like thoughts, beliefs, patterns, maybe traumas, wounds, you know, of our experiences. But what I like to share with people, especially in my mentorships, you know, this is where we get really deep into this in the mentorships, but also group programs that I have, is that awakening, and when we're unwinding these parts of ourselves, there is a powerful gem inside every experience that we have, whether we can call it positive or negative, the experience itself. There is a part of us. It's all us. It's our energy. It's our consciousness. It's our awareness. It's our action. It's our everything in it. And so when we're on the awakening path, to be masterful in our journey is really to go, wow, I will devote myself to being as aware and present of myself as I can. This is where the know thyself and you will know the universe comes in, right? And that's why it's called the great work, because the great work isn't just the great work that we have maybe as a purpose or a mission in the world, you know, as our outward expression. The great work is the inner work. And as some of you know from doing it, it's not the easiest, and that's why it's called the great work. And that is illuminating the parts of ourself that just need love, that need compassion, that need support, that need, you know, the awareness to bring ourself into our wholeness, right? Because a lot of times we parcel ourself out, right? We parcel ourself out into the world, you know, based on, you know, oh, here I am in my friendships, here I am in my work, here I am in my, you know, partnerships, here I am in maybe my parenthood or this caregiving role or whatever it is that we're doing, right? And then we parcel ourselves out in our emotions. We parcel ourselves out in our love. We parcel ourselves out. And so the great work is gathering all of that energy up and coming into wholeness with it and being whole in everything that we do and still allowing for those diverse relationships to have our unique expression in each one of them, but coming from the wholeness of our awareness within each one. And that's what creates that stability, the strength, the knowing, the intelligence, the awareness of who we really are, right? And so that's really going into the deep mystery of the self. It's like, wow, how can I, you know, gather myself up from even just this life because of all the experience we have in one life, plus, you know, maybe my lifetimes is maybe you're having remembrances of different experiences or having guides come in that are showing you and telling you different things, that this is such a grand wholeness of ourself. It goes way beyond this body and the energy of this body. Yet we're here in this flow of this life of this body. And so what we're doing through the great work in our awakening is expanding our capacity to access ourself from deep within and then deep around us and what exists within our energy body through our holographic field and the greater experience of our soul through it, our whole soul experience, maybe in other bodies and lifetimes and such, right? So this is an opportunity through our time together to really experience what it's like to go have that capacity to go really deep within the self, to know thyself, to then, you know, have that capacity to really expand out and in at the same time, to where we're utilizing the physical energy of our body, that is the raw energy of source, and this greater energy that exists within our energy body that supports the whole function of our being. Right. So really, it's turning ourselves and remembering ourselves as source consciousness. And, you know, the great work is the refinement that happens That's the alchemy, the refinement that happens. The more we practice, the more we're willing to self-reflect, the more we're willing to go into ourself and look at what's there and really have a relationship with ourself. It's really, that's the great work, is the relationship with self. And overcoming our fears to look at certain things, or overcoming our fears to changing our behaviors or changing the things in our life that really aren't who we are, or we're putting energy into things that really don't, bring us the joy, the connection, the experiences that we know we really are and that we really truly desire as a human and a soul. And so right now, we're kind of like, we're like modern mystics, right? We're in a modern world where, yes, there are mystery schools or courses like this that we can engage with and understand ourselves and gain the information to support us. But we're also, having to, a lot of times in the mystery schools, you were just in a school, and so you were fed, you had play a bed, you had a bed to sleep on, and you woke up and you just, were with your teachers, and maybe you had some work to do as part of being a part of that school and that tradition and that place. But here we've got it all meshed together, right? We're having to, survive in a world where we may have to work and, pay the bills and do all this stuff while we're, experiencing this massive shift of life. And so this is where a lot of what we're going to get into later, navigating the things that come up as we go on our awakening path, I'd really like to bring that in to support how it is that we can, master this experience. Because, I'm the same way, right? I've got a child, and a home, and all of these things that need attention, as well as myself. And so the biggest piece that we can really do for ourselves on our awakening path is us first. Us first. And so this really taps into that idea of selfishness. I have to be in service to the world or humanity or, these things in my life. Yes, and our awakening is for us. Our awakening, more than anything, is for us. Because we're source, right? And so source is getting to know itself in a very deep way through you, through your unique expression, through your body, through your experiences, through your choices, through everything that you've experienced. And so what we're doing in our awakening is really coming into that understanding and saying, wow, how can I care for me? How can I develop this relationship for me? So I am so full. I am so rich. I am so abundant. I'm so connected and aware of myself that then those things that I know that can happen during awakening, like our skills waking up, our abilities, those natural things that we are, can come alive through that. Right. So a lot of times, so this is really pulling ourselves from the external world and going inward and saying, this is where my awakening's happening. My awakening's not happening out there in the world. Yes, we have experiences with people that support our awakening because of reflections and, things that we've chosen that are showing us experiences of who we are and what's alive for us, what we're creating out in the world and what those results are. Yes, though all of the essence of the awakening path is right here in the body, right here in your consciousness, right here in your mind, right here in your heart, right here in your energy field. So this is a huge switch in perception, right? From how we've been conditioned in life to turn the external channels off, saying, oh, I've got to be out there doing something, right? To what am I doing in here? What am I doing in here? What thoughts am I having? What beliefs am I having? What emotions am I having? And this is taught, on a major level, in so many ways through, different teachers in different ways. And so that is the deepest devotion we can have, is our relationship with ourself. And I know sometimes on this path that can be really tricky because we've been so geared towards, being in relationship with others and doing out in the world. And so it's that shift from doing to being, and from being, then we do. Because our being state will support those aligned actions and the inspired actions and the truth of ourself to then develop and have its way out. And so this is where we get to, free our mind, free our body, and come into that freedom from the limitations we've placed on ourself, and not let the world and the way the world is structured dictate the limitations on ourself. This is where we get to unveil the truth of reality, that it is an unlimited, infinite potential reality. And if we can step into that with from within ourselves, then we can start to see the things out in the world that don't make sense, right? And we're saying, oh, wait, I need to peel back that layer and not plug into that. I'm still going to show up and be me. I'm just going to show up and be me. I'm going to show up and create this or do that and allow this to flow through me. And imagine, so I don't know, for those of you who are familiar with C.S. Lewis, and the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe and Narnia and all of that, but I've been reading my son those books, and it's like we're the lion, right? Singing Narnia into existence, singing reality into existence, right? And it's through our unique expression that creates the world. Not the other way around. It's not what we're doing in the world that's creating our expression. It's who we're choosing to be within and what we're choosing to emit from ourselves that's creating our reality. So just really sinking into that, through what we're going to talk about as we move forward here. And you're probably here on your awakening path in this life because you've probably been, in a mystery school or a mystic and maybe multiple high level frequency lifetimes on other planets and other realms at other times in your spectrum of your soul, right? And if we go into the now, though, it's all happening right now. And so really the awakening that you're experiencing right now was a choice. It was a choice. It was a choice to come into this body and have your awakening at whatever time and space you're awakening right here, right now on this planet. And so when we can see it as a choice rather than something that's happening to us, that's where we can go deep into the inner work and say, okay, soul, show me the way. Because it's all within me. Show me the way. I'm open to listening. I'm opening to the receiving and the allowing, the surrendering, the connection, the information, the opportunities, the resources that are already within the realm of my being that is allowing this experience to happen because I chose it right here, right now, as a soul in this body. And that's a powerful place to come from. That's a powerful place to come from because when we devote ourselves to ourself, on that level, then our awakening becomes our life. It becomes our lifestyle rather than just this thing that's happening in parts and pieces and areas of our life. It's just, we are that. We are the awakened being. We are the awakening being. We are becoming. And so this is just a beautiful opportunity to really engage and embody maybe that awareness, of that to support the process and the pathway forward. So, of course, like with any great endeavor, right? We have challenges that come up along the way. So, if you wish to, share and chat anything that's been resonant for you so far, and also what has been maybe your greatest challenge? What has been your greatest challenge along the path so far? And I'm going to list off here some challenges that happen that are just normal challenges that happen for pretty much everybody, on the awakening path. Doubt, confusion, lack of trust, or fear of trusting self, fear of trusting others, fear of trusting the guidance, doubt and all of that, the struggle to actually make the changes, right? Because it's challenging to make change in life sometimes. Maybe sometimes we have to derail from a whole path that we were on. right? A whole path that we were on, maybe a relationship, maybe a job, maybe, in your school and you were studying something. It's like, whoop, not that, there's all these things. Maybe, relationships change, our perceptions change, would then shift how we're going to relate to others and be in relationship, right? How, and then all of a sudden recognizing the patterns and the beliefs and the ways we've been living, like, whoa, that can be a huge one for a lot of people. It's going, wow. Once we see, it's hard not to see, right? And that's when once we see it, it's fascinating to see what subconscious plays have been at work in our life. Right. Yeah. Questioning life, questioning why this is happening, questioning why we're here, feeling lost sometimes when these things start happening, feeling alone, feeling separated from people, especially if you can't relate the same anymore and you're trying to figure out how to even relate to yourself rather than, other people. The ups and downs that happen, like, woo, feeling really good and everything's in flow, everything's great. And then boom, down into, oh man, this pattern's up and the emotions are up and the thoughts are up, the judgment's up, the challenges are in my face, and those, on the awakening path, those ebbs and flows and ups and downs can, especially right now, right? Because we're in an experience on this planet where it's just creating that experience. With the frequencies coming in. And so, and emotions, a lot of emotions come up, tears coming up, when we're having breakthroughs, or tears coming up when we're, feeling, the down, what we feel is the downside of things, maybe physical symptoms, maybe there's pain, maybe there's nausea, dizziness, there's all these things that the body goes through as it's adapting to a new energy. Because if we think about it, our thoughts and our emotions are energy, right? And so when, and our bodies are used to functioning in a certain way, right? Maybe we're used to putting certain foods in it, we're used to having certain thoughts, and we're having a certain rhythm of life and the way that we move, the way we think, the way that we relate. And when all of that changes, it's a totally different energy that the body's got to adapt to, right? We're adapting to a whole new energy. Adapting to a whole new state of being. And when we're in flux, especially when we're oscillating back and forth from belief to belief, right? Oh, I'm gonna, focus on, having healthier habits in my life. What is that? And then we're confused about that, and we're still trying to figure out, what the healthy habits are, or the habits that we need to shift, or whatever it is. That's a lot of energy for the mind and the heart and the body to adapt to. And when it's happening in every way, so, it's a huge shift. So limiting beliefs, fear of success, chronic pain, surrender and trust. Yeah. Staying true to the values. Yeah, so much resonated. Challenging perception shifts and fluctuating emotions. Yeah, having physical issues that don't seem to be able to resolve when able to help others to heal. That's a good one. That's a good one right there, too, because a lot of times, those of us on the awakening path, what are we? We have those capabilities to support others in healing, right? Maybe we're empaths. And so just seeing that, if we're picking up energy, a lot of times, when we're doing that, if we can support others, where are we needing to support ourselves even more? And where are we taking on energy that we don't need to take on? Right? Because a lot of times, those of us who are on this awakening path, yeah, we're caregiver types. There's the empaths, there's that, and we tend to take on a lot of energy. And then we feel the energy of the collective too, big time, right? And so sometimes we don't know how to navigate that because a big wave comes in, and not only is it bringing up our individual stuff, it's bringing in, the collective flow of it all as well, right? So this is an opportunity to go, I want to bolster my space. I want to stabilize my space enough to where I'm not holding on to these energies anymore of myself. And so when these energies, we're holding on to these energies, or things in our system aren't shifting, then we know we're still holding on to something. And so it's that willingness, and that's going back to that devotion of going in, where am I still holding? Right? And yeah, the fluctuations that can happen and the surrender and the trust. And so this is, so how do we navigate all of this? You know, what you brought in and maybe what other people haven't spoken into the space is one of the key pieces that I said earlier is that if this is a choice, if this was a choice, then can we begin to open, if you haven't already, or deepen the trust of the self, the greater intelligence? Because if this really was a choice on a soul level in this lifetime for this to be happening, then everything we need is within us. Everything we need is around us. Right? And then when we step on the path, you know, the more and more we practice and we do shift the beliefs or, you know, say, okay, I'm going to open to trust or I'm going to shift, you know, any of the limiting beliefs of who we are or aren't or what people can do or not do or what's going to happen or not happen, right? Is go, wow, okay. So if I'm here in a body and my soul is here because I'm living and I'm breathing and I'm here. So my soul's here in body. And this is happening, and this is a choice that I made on some level with my soul, and then we can extrapolate that with other people on this planet because of our soul agreements and the collective awakening. Then maybe, then just maybe, everything that I need is available. Everything that I need and everything that I am is available. Maybe just take a breath into that for a moment. Everything that I am and everything that I need is right here, right now, and available. Everything that I need. Everything that I am is right here, right now, and available. And so, as we do that, just notice how that made you feel. Did it make you feel nervous, or did it make you feel deeper into your body and go, I can relax into that? Just let me know how that made you feel. And so, this is a benefit. And so this is, we're going to get into intuition and inner guidance, you know, next week. But this is, you know, we're just kind of laying these foundations right now of what we're going to get into as we go into intuition and trust and the embodiment pieces as we go. But this is where we start to begin to say, okay, then what do I surrender into, right? I need to trust this. I need to trust that. And sometimes our great work calls of us to do it even if we don't trust. See, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it. Because if I made this choice, then things will start to benefit. Because everything that I need and everything that I am is available within me and around me. And I know that can be like a question mark of like, well, then why don't I have money? Or then why isn't this person showing up? Or why isn't that showing up? And that's where, when we allow ourself that has those limiting beliefs to meet the part of ourself that's opening up to saying yes to ourself, right? That's really what we're doing is we're saying yes to ourself. Then guess what happens? They start to meet and then they can start to merge and the unfolding of what needs to start to change and shift and open up starts to happen. But if the part that's saying yes is like, and, but all that stuff is happening and it doesn't make sense, you know, we invite that part of ourself that says it doesn't make sense to sit with the part of us that says yes. We need to start, and that's that deep relationship that I was talking about. That's that deep relationship. Because this is where also not only Intuition and trust and surrender and all that comes in. What else comes in? Patience. Patience. That awakening is not instant gratification. Right? Let's shift that whole perception that this whole manifestation process and instant gratification and all of that. Yes, there will be those moments when things just show up, right? We have those synchronicities. We have those things that just like, I was thinking that, and then here it is. Great. Awesome. But sometimes that stuff that we've been carrying over lifetimes or has impacted us really intensely will just take some time to unwind. And that's where we start to connect with ourselves and have that relationship through compassion. Right? We have that relationship through compassion in our heart. We open ourselves up to our heart, to the cosmic heart, to the great heart that's holding us. That's holding us. We have our higher heart. We have our physical heart that's constantly spiraling, our energy through our body, right? And the breath of fresh air. And so to navigate it, we start to go, wow, we've been through a lot, self. We've been through a lot, body. We've been through a lot, life. We've been through a lot, lifetimes, right? Can I soften and release the pressure maybe I'm even putting on myself through the awakening process for these things to happen and come alive for me? Right? Because really, I need to come alive with me. I need to come alive for myself. And that's that deeper relationship. And so that's when we come into these practices. Maybe it's meditation, maybe it's yoga, maybe it's just walking meditation, maybe it's breath work, maybe it's, sound healing, maybe it's any different type of, maybe you get a mentor or you have sessions with someone that supports you in understanding and having that reflection, or you're in this space right now, right, where you start maybe some practices of the way that you connect with yourself. And you're connecting with yourself to connect with yourself. So this is where we also pull back from always needing a result or something to show up in our life as a direct thing of, oh, I'm doing this, so this needs to show up. Right? This is the awakening is not about what you want to say. it's receiving things, yes. But it's not just about the external things that we're going to receive. So what it is about is having that great gift of what's happening inside of you. That great gift of, wow, yeah, I've been holding that limiting belief for quite some time. You want to know what? I'm just going to maybe bring more forgiveness, maybe bring more compassion. And welcome the parts of myself that have already worked through that limiting belief that are here and available to show me the way. To show me the way. Right? Without expectation of the answer coming in right away or something shifting right away. But it's just really deepening where we're recognizing the soul, the true troll soul connection that we are. And this is where we get to start to soften, right? We get to soften the edges of life. We get to soften the edges of how we think about ourselves. We get to do the practices to maybe release the judgments or release the time or release what's happening or not happening. That we say, okay, I'm willing to be in alignment with myself. I'm willing to be in harmony with myself. This is where we call in our self-love, our self-care, our self-experience. And really build that relationship. Because what will that outcome be? So, really looking at that, like, what would that be like for you if you had that relationship with yourself? What would that really feel like? Yeah, great. So, relief, confident, yes to trust, yes, wonderful and grounded, calm and empowered, relax deeper, yes, deeper to self and relieved. Yeah. So one of the things that I have brought forth in my community and my groups and mentorships and sessions and everything is relieving that pressure. Relieving the pressure to achieve your awakening or relieving the pressure to have those direct results or whatever it is. And just really developing the relationship with self. Because once we develop that relationship with self and we know we're going to go through ups and downs, and that we know we're going to hit, limiting beliefs or emotions, or we're going to have those challenges that come up on our path. If we can know that that's going to happen because it's just a part of life and it's a part of the process, then we can, if we first develop that strong foundation of our inner presence, our inner relationship, that deeper inner place, then guess what? That shadow and light aspect of life that we call duality, and we oscillate from in our ebbs and our flows, like, ooh, I'm in the light, everything's great, or ooh, I'm, in my challenge. And we recognize that it's all our energy and it's all a part of us. Then sometimes when we're in those shadows, maybe, in the grind of it's challenging to go, okay, I love you, shadow, okay. But when we come out of it, or when we're in an easier moment of it, we can be like, wow, look at that. Look at that part of me that's in that challenge, or whoo, I love you, self. Wow, that's intense. And I'm inviting the part of me that's kind of wrapped up in that limitation or in that challenge. What do you need? What do you need? How can I care for you? How can I support you? And asking for the light of the self to illuminate that part of the self and come together. Right. So a lot of times on our awakening path, we're like, oh, I got to release this or clear that or whatever it is. And it's like, really, what we're looking for is wholeness. It's not about getting rid of the shadow and just running to the light, or, just some people just jump full on into the shadow, whatever it is. It's coming to that centered place. Like if we look at the pathways that have been laid for us through the mystic traditions or the Kabbalah or different things, we have that tree of life of the direct centered path where we're, on earth and reflection with the moon and we're illuminated by the sun and great source, and that's our center path, right? And then we have all the side paths of all the planets and all the ways that we engage that we are as a whole being, because we're born into this reality where we are a makeup of all of the planets and all of these energies and all of these things. And it comes through this unique experience of ourself, right? But the gift is going and having those experiences on either side and then coming back to center. So really finding a practice for you that works to really become centered and recognize everything is here and flowing all the time. Everything is here and flowing all the time. And what I'm going to do is invite that for whenever I oscillate, and I shift with the pendulum swing out of my center, which we will do many times throughout the day, many times throughout life, all the time we're moving and shifting and changing, right? That your center's there, that the center path is there. And you can come back to it with your breath, with your presence, with your awareness, with your intention. And call both sides together to be whole. And then say, what can I learn here? What can I open here to? What's present for me in this experience? How can I learn? How can I open to surrendering more into maybe that self relationship? How can I move through maybe the self judgment or the difficulties that I've been having in connecting with myself? What's there for us? And so this also goes to, on the awakening path, when we look at that, shifting from comparing ourselves to anybody else. Everyone's on their unique path, and no matter how they show up on your screen or in your presence, they go through challenges too. I go through challenges. And I just happen to be one of those people that's willing to go deep into the shadow and go there and be with myself, be with life's shadows, be with the collective shadows, be with the cosmic shadows, and then be like, wow, how can we bring balance and harmony to this? And so I have my own challenge. So recognizing that no matter who you're in front of or who you're around, no matter how they bring forth their appearance to you or not, We all have these challenges on our path. And you and your own relationship, as I said, is the greatest gift of all. And learning the center of yourself, learning to find those practices that support you and play around. You know, sometimes, you know, some meditations don't work for some people. Sometimes they do. Maybe breath work works for you. Maybe somatic work works for somebody else. Maybe just, you know, physical movement. That's one of the things that I find for me, like I am a mover. Like I'm a mover of energy, but I'm also a mover. Like you know, if I need energy or I need something, I'll move. You know, I'll stretch, I'll work out, I'll go for a walk, I'll, you know, do that. While then, you know, there are the days where I'm like, you know, I just need to lay down and just rest. And you know, take 15 minutes and just be still and, you know, stare out the window or something, right? So this is where we start to recognize and listen to ourselves of what's needed to support our energy. So this is where we, you know, go into the body and we ask the body, what do you need right now? That's part of the relationship, is creating that inner dialogue. Because the body's going through it too, right? You're feeling it, right? So obvious the body's going like, whoa, you know? So having some compassion for your physical body too, going, wow, there's a lot going on here, right? Thank you for all the functions that you do that I don't have to think about, but I am feeling this big time. So what do you need? Because you want to know what, when we give to ourself that way, when we're really tuning into that and we're saying, what do you need? If our soul and our energy and what our body is doing is what's creating our reality, and how we're relating to ourselves is what's creating our body, right? How we're relating to ourselves is creating our body. What are we thinking? What are we feeling? What are we feeding ourselves? What are we, what environment are we around and creating in our space? Our body's a living, growing thing that's changing all the time too, and our DNA is moving with the intelligence of what we're feeding it. On all these levels, right? And so, if that's what's happening, then when we have that relationship with our body, what do you need? We're asking our whole being, what do we need? How can I support you? That is awakening to the self. Because then we're relating to ourself on every level. And then that opens up the spaces of the all and everything that you need and that you are, that's available in every moment. That's that inward space. And so to navigate these experiences, we get to slow down. We get to connect. You know, this is where we all see what I was saying earlier, is we switch that awakening idea from the rat race. No, we're all awakening in our own way, right? Within the context of the collective, that is not a race. You don't have to get somewhere at some certain time. And as you know, there is that idea sometimes of an urgency of what's happening on our planet and this and that. But when you start to connect with yourself, guess what? You start to set the rhythm and the tone and the harmony and the creation of the world. And that's the power that we have. That's the power that we are. And once you know the universe is like recognizing, oh wow, there's, you know, what we, you know, what you might call in you know, yoga or Buddhism or different things is right relationship, right? That conscious relationship, then it changes, it calibrates the whole field to go, okay, what do you need? We got to be, that's where it starts, is that deep recognition of the self. All of it, all the parts, all the pieces. And, you know, we're going to meander, you know, we're going to come in and out of that. We're going to come in. Some days I'm like, you know, some days because I am a mover, sometimes I push too far. You know, I still do that every once in a while, not as much as I used to. And that's the path. We do things over and over and over again until we start to do them less and less and less, or more and more and more, depending on what we're, you know, if we're building a new habit and we're undoing things and rebuilding things, you know, that, you know, we'll start to do some of the stuff that doesn't serve us less and less, and the other things come more and more. Some days we'll be capable, some days we won't be capable, you know, and so it's just honoring that. honoring that of the self and not expecting so much of the self to be perfect or to have these things happen, right? I mean, if you think about it, you know, the alchemists of the day, man, they talked about all kinds of challenges, you know, that they had, and they were constantly experimenting and constantly growing, constantly evolving, trying new things, kind of, you know, understand things in new ways. You know, the awakening path is a very dynamic experience. It's not a static experience where if I do this, this happens, right? It's, you know, a very, there's a multiplicity, you know, we're multidimensional beings. So really giving ourselves that opportunity to recognize ourselves as multidimensional beings and that we may need something different today than we did yesterday. Can you be fluid with yourself? Can you be fluid with yourself? Today, what do I need? This moment, what do I need? Great. And then, you know, as we're in this, like I was saying, this modern experience, you know, our presence, you know, as I always say, our presence is our present, you know, we're giving a gift to ourself by being present with ourself and having that choice of consciousness. We're choosing consciousness. So if we're choosing consciousness, how do we want to choose consciousness? Maybe, you know, maybe to navigate it, we kind of put, you know, this idea of our awakening, even though it's a part of it, but maybe sometimes we got to put it down for a second and say, oh, you want to know what? I just need to go for a walk and just gaze at the trees and read a book or watch a movie or do something else, right? And just let all the stuff happen in the background. I need to just take a break. It's not an escape. It's just giving ourselves some levity, you know, and finding that, you know, that joy in life. And that's one of the challenges that I know that can come up along the way is the things that we loved before, that we found joy in before, that we experienced before, it's not the same. Our inspirations sometimes change, right? Our passions change, our what we feel changes. And so even allowing for that void space that will happen, right? Because a void space has happened. I've been through several void spaces where I'm sitting there going, I don't know what I need to do, you know, or sometimes I feel like I'm just done with everything, you know. I'll just have those moments where I'm just like, I'm done, you know, I'm gonna go do something else, you know, with life. And that's just, you know, that moment where things are recalibrating, recognizing that those are places where it's recalibrating, and maybe there's longer periods of time of that and shorter periods of time of that. You know, like for example, when this first started. When Archangel or just Metatron came to me, I was working with Metatron and Melchizedek and all of these amazing beings that were supporting me and understanding, you know, years ago what we're actually going through right now and, you know, support in navigating that. At one point, it was 2019. I remember it was a very dramatic moment for me. Like, you know, those moments that are just woo. You know, it was December of 2019 and it was getting close to the new year. And I was actually, you know, leading some groups with some certain specifics, and you know, Metatron was coming through, and Melchizedek was coming through, and there was just all this information. And then all of a sudden, you know, in you know a couple of days of this beautiful transmission that they brought through, they were like, "And we're pushing you into the void, and we're no longer coming through anymore." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And I hung out in the void for quite a while, going, wow, okay, what does that mean? And what happens a lot of times when we go into the void is things are rearranging, calibrating, and basically they were like, we're not separate from you. We're not separate from you. You are these energies. You don't need to call us by name when information is coming through anymore. We're one. We're one. Life is one. And then that's where, whew, life started taking on this whole unity consciousness path for me, right? And so recognizing in unity consciousness, in the void, that everything is together in wholeness in the void, and it just needs some time and space. Your body and your experience just needs some time and space to let everything settle, let everything calibrate. And then from there, if we can settle into that space of nothingness and everything at the same time, right? And that's that center point, that's that still point, that's that zero point of self, then we just ask that space, wow, okay, what's here for me in this moment? Maybe I just need to hang out in nothingness for a bit until this something emerges. right? Until the something emerges, and that's our birthplace. That's our coming alive place. That's where then we can ask for, just show me the way. I'm here. I'm here. Show me the way. We can do that whether we're in the void space or not. You know, just relaxing into the self. I am already awakened and I'm awakening at the same time. And that's the paradox of life. The now and the everything is happening all at the same time, even though it's the past and the future and the present, right? These are the paradoxes on the awakening path that we can start to tune into and say, wow, well, if it's all here, then maybe I can relax a little bit and know that I'm on my path because I'm here right now. If I'm here right now, then I'm on my path. And if I'm going to keep choosing consciousness, I'm going to keep choosing to explore, I'm going to keep choosing to opening, then I'm just going to trust and be patient for all of this to unfold. For all of this to unfold, I'm unfolding, I'm becoming, I'm remembering, I'm embodying each moment just by saying yes to the self. And the self over time starts to change, starts to move, starts to shift. Like I said, some things faster than others. So I'd love to hear from you what practices you like to use in your life to support you. Like for me, as some of those you've known me, you hear this. I meditate daily, sometimes more than once a day. Do yoga. Yoga's been a part of my practice since I was a teenager, but I just love it. I love, doing doing the practices and the asanas and just feeling my body open, because a lot of times, movement of the body, if we can be flexible in body, guess what? That also supports flexibility in mind. Flexibility of thought, flexibility of emotion, flexibility of adjusting in the moment, being able to pivot and adjust in the moment when we're having experiences, right? So, exercise for me. What practices do you, let's see, Tai Chi, beautiful walks in nature, meditation, breath work, journaling, sitting outside, Qigong, nature, being in nature, dancing, yay, thank you, Monica and Lynn, and yes, Lonnie and Amber, absolutely, thank you, story, song story, dance song story, listening, telling with frame of powerless to empowerment, yes, meditation, walks in nature, great, yes, Tai Chi and nature, great. Yeah, sounds like you all have some good practices to support you. Yeah, Mary, sitting with my favorite trees, swimming in the ocean, meditation. TM, AM, and PM since 1973. Awesome, Jan. Yeah, so great. I'm glad you all have practices. And so, in these practices, maybe, Evie, water songs, great. Maybe tuning into those things and saying, wow. Maybe deepening your relationships, like, wow, these things are really supporting all these levels of myself. And maybe through these conduits of these practices, I get to unwind what's no longer needed and I get to open into what is present, to what is here for me. Like the practice, because I've noticed sometimes with practices, people do the practice and then they get up from the practice and then they're doing life, and there's no real, coherence or flow of the practice into daily life, right? And so, this is where to navigate our awakening, our practice is our life. Our practice is our life. Our meditation is our life, right? And so, what I like to suggest to people, and maybe some of you do this already, I think Amber TM, she means transcendental meditation. In this, so when we're done doing Tai Chi or we're done doing meditation or we're done doing, our water songs or, our walks in nature, that we're inviting that energy not only to be that moment, but to be all our moments. So a lot of times, I had this experience early on in meditation too, where I'd sit in meditation and, I'd get an inspiration or something and I couldn't sit still. I'd just pop up and poof, I was off and running with, okay, I gotta do this. But it was more of a scattered energy, right? Because it wasn't a real grounded, place. And so I had to just sit and learn to be still. And it took some time, but I just kept sitting. And now it's like, okay, stillness is just normal, right? I can sit and be in stillness. And so, what I invite myself to do, and I invite you to do if you want to, and let me know if you do this already with your own practice, is when you're done with your practice and you're packing up your stuff or you're shifting into your car or your home from nature, whatever it is. That you're grateful, that you go into gratitude for the energy that you feel now and the practice that you were able to do and the information that the practice has opened up in your body and the flow of energy that it's opened up in your body. And you're inviting that into the rest of your day, that you say, okay, what am I doing next? And I'm inviting the flow of this to continue into maybe work. Or a conversation with somebody, or driving, or being in relationship with your partner, or whatever it is, that this is not just something I do for that 20 minutes or 30 minutes. This is something that I become. This is something that I become. Yeah, Evie, usually while meditating, gratitude, everything I feel insecure and unsure. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. So gratitude while meditating, I feel insecure, unsure. Right. So what I suggest, and this is part of the dialogue of self, and this is maybe can open it up into questions too every time. Sorry. Yeah, thank you for clarifying that, Evie. So let's just open it up into questions and dialogue with you now. If you have any questions, just put them in chat. I can see them and I'll take this one right here, Evie. I hope I'm saying that right. I don't know if it's Evie or Evie, but usually while meditating, gratitude every time I feel insecure, unsure. So thank you for sharing that. So this is a part of the dialogue with the self that I have found very beneficial. And then when I share it with other people and mentorships and sessions, is that it's very supportive. So when you're in meditation and you're feeling that experience of being insecure or unsure, acknowledge it. Say, wow. And then notice where you feel it in your body. Like, I'm feeling unsure. I'm feeling insecure. Okay, self, I hear you. Breathe with it. And then where are you in my body? Where is insecure in my body? Where is unsure in my body? Okay, I'm gonna breathe with that. Okay, maybe it's in my gut, maybe it's in my belly, or maybe it's my thoughts. I'm just going to sit with that. And if you want to, place your hands where you're feeling it on the body and keep breathing with it. Thank you for showing me. Thank you for showing me. And what do you need? The unsure part of me, the insecure part of me. What do you need right now? What do you need? And just see if you receive something. See if you receive something. And maybe, we're going to go into this next week, and our intuition is like, how do we individually receive? Because not everyone receives the same, right? What is that? Okay, well, wow. And maybe a memory will pop up. Maybe a memory will pop up. And if that memory pops up and it's uncomfortable or whatever, maybe something happened where someone told you you weren't good enough or that you were doing something wrong or whatever it is, or maybe it's just a general feeling that you're unsure of what you're doing, in your meditation and what this means, whatever it is that pops up, then you dialogue with that. Wow, look at that. Okay, wow, I remember that, or I hear you, and then if it's a part of you and an experience in life, then you bring that age into it. You welcome that part of you at that age, at that experience, like, wow, yeah, we experienced that. That didn't feel so good, right? That didn't feel so good. What do you need? Ask that part of yourself, that age of yourself. Yeah. What do you need? Yeah. So it's okay. So, yeah, you might want to re-listen to this because I was like taking you through a process that can support with everyone else here listening. It can be supportive for everybody. But just, Yeah, if it's in your heart, just tuning into your heart and breathing in. Heart, okay, why are you? Show me unsure, show me insecure. What's happening here? What do you need? Right? And just keep that dialogue going until, and a lot of times this is that deep devotion to path in our inner self. This is the awakening, right? When I'm talking about that deep inner reflection, this is the type of self-connection and self-work that the awakening and the great work is about. Right? And sometimes we need support. That's why we have, people that we can have sessions with and things like that, or these types of courses, so that we can really go, wow, yeah, all right, I'm gonna go home and try that. I'm gonna sit here later and try that. Yeah, curiosity in the face of fear. Exactly, Lynn. Exactly. And that's what builds us. And then that all and everything that we need, and the I am presence that's available in every moment, that's what opens up to us when we're willing to be curious. So I always say, as awakening is a great adventure. Be like your curious child. Be the curious child that's, present with it. Like, ooh, what's that? What's that? What's that? Let's explore with welcoming the greatness of the self that already knows. So in that, when you're in that dialogue, you can welcome your higher self. You can welcome the greatness of yourself that already knows and is present, is willing to support you through whatever's there inside, in the memory and the emotion and the thought. And that it may be scary, but then this is where it goes to what we were talking about earlier, of what's the benefit of getting through that fear? What's the benefit of getting through that? Focus on the gold, right? That's the alchemy of the awakening path, is turning the lead into gold. Focus on the gold. It's like, wow. While you're in the shadow, and that's when we're embracing the shadow and light as one. The gold and the lead are just two sides of the same coin. And what's in it? The center, you. And so if we have our gold and our lead at the same time, and maybe it's the lead that's showing itself in this moment, then we welcome the gold to illuminate the lead, to go, wow, who can I become if I sit with this? If I can be curious about this, and maybe I'm fearful and I'm afraid, or I'm uncomfortable, or I'm mad, or I'm angry, or I'm judging, or I'm, sorrowful, or I have a lot of grief. Sit with it. Sit with it. Sit with it. Sit with it. Be with it. Talk to it. Connect with it. Because imagine what that would feel like if we could relieve ourselves, just like earlier when we were talking about, in that meditation of everything that I am and I need is here now, right? We feel relief. Imagine the relief that comes when we continue. And some of these things, like I said earlier, it takes more time, than others, because of our willingness or our hold on it, or the other layers that have to be unwound with it, whether it's ancestral or lifetimes or things like that. Yeah. So, Evie, what do you do when presence feels paralyzing, not a good vibe? Yeah, I've known. That's the process of going, wow, I don't feel safe in my body, right? I don't feel safe. Maybe something's going to happen, right? Because that's where traumas come in, of that. That's where when I find it's best to start working with somebody, right? That's, I've worked with a lot of people in mentorships and stuff, and bringing ourselves back to feeling safe in the body. And then something might have happened at night, for you, that made your presence or made presence of life uncomfortable, right? And this is where maybe during the day you go, okay, can I sit with myself and just ponder or be curious of why I feel that way at night? And maybe just sit with it, and let's see if a memory comes up or something comes up that you can work with, or, work with someone to support that process. Because I know that sometimes these real tender, or scary things that happened in life can come up. Yeah. But I would just say, sit with it during the day when you do feel safe. Find yourself in a safe place where you do feel safe, and then you can go, what is that? Yeah. So, Lynn, absolutely. Seeing ourselves as innately powerful witnesses. Absolutely. Love your words. Yes. It's inherent. And so that's where we get to start to really, shift our belief system to the awakening, as we are becoming somebody new and different, but that somebody that we're becoming new and different already exists within us. We're just uncovering it. right? We're just taking the layers off and uncovering those parts of ourselves. And that's why inherently we're whole. Inherently we're already whole. It's just the mind that has decided and the conditions of our reality that has decided that we're not. And so in our awakening, what we're doing is remembering that we're already whole, we're already in our power, we're already here, and then we just got to uncover it, and that we're going to go through some of those things to get through it, right? Get through it. So to really master our awakening is to develop that deep relationship with yourself, that deep dialogue, that deep willingness to say yes no matter what, and experience that. Yeah, so does anyone else have any questions? I'd love to answer any of your questions that you have about your awakening or anything that I said. Yeah. So really anything that we're uncomfortable with, it's an invitation to explore. Thank you, Joy. Yeah, I appreciate that. Love what you were sharing. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you, Amber. Do you have any suggestions for journal prompts to start with? Absolutely. So, because I know sometimes stream of consciousness is really nice, just like, whoop, write a word, like, but then what you could do is like, okay, is there something that you're working with? Are you working with a certain limiting belief? Are you working with a certain new habit that you want to have or a new belief you want to have? You could write that down and just say, okay, maybe self-love or self-love show me, or higher self show me, or even write with what we did, everything that I am, everything that I need is right here, right now, and available, or I'm saying yes to myself, or I say yes to, I am grateful for. And then just let everything open up, or I hope those are helpful. Also, one of the things that I will write with today, I feel, or if you're feeling a certain emotion, like if it's sadness or grief or anger or resentment or regret or anything, regret is talking right now. What are you saying? Right? So you're actually just letting whatever's present speak. Yeah. Or, if you need something that's, present in the space, you can look out the window and say, I see a tree and I feel, or the sun is shining, it makes me feel whatever. And then just from that, have the ability to say, okay, and whatever comes after that, I'm going to write it down. I find that stream of consciousness writing is really good because a lot of times we'll have feelings and they'll start to unfold, right? And it'll start to reveal itself. And then you're like, oh, wow, okay, great. Yeah. I was feeling this, but I'm also feeling that. And that's underneath this. So one of the practices that I like, or another prompt, because this is what I do in meditation for myself and I lead other people through as well, is what's underneath this? Like, I'm feeling anger. What's underneath the anger? Okay, so underneath the anger, I'm feeling resentment. Okay, what's underneath the resentment? Or, I'm feeling really happy, and what's underneath the happiness? Maybe there's inspiration, maybe there's motivation, maybe there's something, that wants to be spoken through you. Maybe there's something that you've been engaged with, maybe a new practice. I love Tai Chi because, or it's like something that's already, if writing can be challenging for you, write with something that's just already a natural part of your life. I eat this because, or something, keep it really simple. But then let it open up your thoughts, like, ooh, it tastes like this, it feels like this, so that it can get you into your senses, it can get you into your body, into your presence, into your space, and then let it go for that. Yeah, thanking those in your life for, yeah, that was the gratitude, like, I'm grateful for. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So I start with that a lot of times. Like, With when I meditate, I'll also do a journal practice of I'm grateful for, and then whatever comes out, and every day could be different. Some days there's a lot of the same things too, because I am really grateful for those things. And then after that, you can write, higher self, support me with. Higher self, support me with, or creator, support me with, or, inner self, support me with, whatever it is, and write out what you're asking support with. Like I'm asking support, to receive, some clarity around such and such. And then write it in the affirmative, I am. So that you're telling your subconscious, like, I'm saying yes to this, and I see it as something that already exists within me and in my life, and I'm needing support to create that bridge from here to there. Right? Yeah, these simple suggestions are helpful, though I have a big resistance to journaling. That's okay. If journaling's not your thing, don't force yourself. I'm not into forcing myself to do things I don't enjoy. If you want to get through the resistance to journaling, then you can start your journaling with, I have big resistance to journaling because, and then maybe write down where you feel tension in your body. I feel tension in my body because, maybe self-expression or whatever it is, really being honest with myself, or, I'm not saying that it's true for you, Jan, but just, just whatever it could be. But maybe journaling is just not for you. Maybe you speak out loud. But if there is that resistance to just self-expression, then that's the deep work of going, ah, wow, I have some work to do around just feeling like I can express. Right? Or maybe someone told you you wrote bad back, when you were in school or something, So just kind of uncovering, going in there with curiosity. Journaling is writing and self-expression. So where's my hang up with that? Explore that in a meditation or with someone or, things like that. Yeah. Whitney, yeah, this is a great question. What if others in your life do not support your awakening? I feel a lot of fear in taking classes and expanding myself due to this. Thank you for asking that because that's big. It's what we were talking about and the things that come up in navigating our awakening when your relationships aren't in coherence anymore with with what you're experiencing. So, so what's really interesting that I have found in relationships where people aren't supportive is that they are here to support you in being strong and being you. And you're here to help them being strong and being them. And it's not going to be easy because there's going to be that conflict of, wow, you're not supporting me, I'm not supporting you. But in essence, on some soul level, there is this support because it's like, okay, if they're not going to support me, then guess what? I have to be self-empowered and do it anyways. And then guess what? They're going to have to choose if they're going to still be themselves as well. And then there's the invitation to saying, hey, I was sharing this, in a conversation on my podcast, or a question that someone asked is like they were in a group of friends, right? And they said, I don't feel like my friends receive me the same. I'm really nervous. And I was like, well, then that's where the conversation comes in of like, you want to know what? You talk to your friends, or your partners or your whatever it is in life that you feel aren't supportive. And you say, I'm going through this and I'm going to continue to explore it. And I know that it may be challenging for both of us. How can we do the best that we can if we're in this relationship or in this friendship or whatever to have some cohesion? And if we can't have cohesion on these levels, then we know we're going to have to make some decisions. But I also know that, and you can also even say that if you wish to, if it feels comfortable, that this is a process of both of us to be empowered in ourself. And what I find is that over time, either relationships shift, and that can be the challenging part of awakening too, is that relationships shift. Either you stay in relationship or you don't, or because you're not enabling each other to stay in a dynamic that doesn't allow for growth on either side, that growth happens. So there can be one or the other, right? That you break through to be like, wow, okay, she wants to grow. Okay, how can I support that? Or how can I be, present for that and just let her do her thing? Because I watch that in relationships a lot. Some people just say, okay, I'm just going to let her do her thing, after you start dialoguing and being aware of it. But the first thing that has to happen is just like we were talking about in the very beginning, it's your choice and it's for you. First and foremost, it's for you, right? And then you say that, I'm doing this for me. This is what I feel. I'm doing it for me. If it affects us, and I can do it in my own time, in my own space, and I might choose to do things differently. I might choose to show up differently. How can we, be in dialogue with that? And if it's, it's really what I feel more than anything. If people are your partners or people are your friends, then what do? We communicate. We communicate. And I was in a situation like that, where it was more like, okay, you're coming up, so I'm gonna try to put you down and all this stuff. And I was just like, I am doing this no matter what. I'm doing it no matter what because I'm not holding myself back for anybody. And guess what? Everyone around us grows from that. Whether they realize it or not in the moment, everyone grows. It just might not be comfortable sometimes, but everyone grows. Yeah. So even though it might not appear that they grow, and so that's where we also have to release expectations of others in these experiences and friendships and relationships, is release that expectation that they're going to grow the way you want them to or show up the way that you want them to, right? Is that, maybe there's someone else there that's available to grow with it too, with you. Yeah. So we covered a lot. And I'm hoping that this will support you in having maybe a different perspective, a different relationship to yourself, and really see how the self-devotion, the self-practices, the willingness to recognize that everything that you do in your life is a practice. Everything we do in our life is our awakening, and that our awakening is our lifestyle, right? Awakening is our way of being. It's not something that's happening outside of us. It's right here, right now, in everything that we do, so that we can breathe into our center. So thank you, Lynn. Beautiful advice regarding relationships. Yeah, thank you for putting the student portal link up, Kathleen, so that everyone, you can see that and receive that replay. But let's just take, we have a couple minutes left. I just want to take a moment to, close the space by breathing into the body, taking a breath. And exhaling out. Just noticing your body, noticing how you're feeling. And just ask for whatever is resonant for you to really land in your heart, to really land in your mind, to land and anchor into your body, into your energy body. You invite the opening of this information, of this intelligence, of this energy, of this vibration of yourself. Illuminate your path forward within, deeper within, and forward in your life through the rest of your day to integrate. And to show you the way in each moment, to settle deep into your body. So just take a deep, another deep breath in and invite your awareness into your body. Maybe find a center point along the center channel of your body from the top of your head down to your root. And just asking your body, where can I center into in this moment? that allows what I received to really anchor, to ground, to nourish, to support. And carry me forward in my life, feeling this wholeness, this centeredness, this connection. That everything that I need and everything that I am is available. And I invite trust, I invite patience. And any other qualities you'd like to invite to show me the way in each moment. I am clear, I am whole, I am free. And I'm awakening in each moment. Take a deep breath in. Find that center point within. When you open your eyes, bringing this feeling through your eyes into the space around you so that you may move forward with this experience through the rest of your day. Beautiful. Thank you, everyone, for being present. I appreciate you. And I look forward to exploring intuition with you next week. So thank you. Thank you.